You are listening to KAYR, Astoria Youth Radio on KMUN, Astoria 91.9, and KTCB Tillamook 89.5. Welcome to our show, which we don't have a name for yet. But I'd like to introduce my friend Gabe and my other friend Nate.
What's going?
To explain what's going on at this fine hour.
We're going to play some music, my dude.
That's true.
Rock on.
And we have Nate Hawkins over here, Astoria legend at the open mic, playing two live songs.
Yeah.
Later tonight.
Well, our first song that we're going to play is, what is it, Dave Bixby?
That's correct.
Morning Sun, followed by The Avalanche's Sunshine. So let's get right into those songs.
Up above is with you.
feel like I have a step on my mind these days.
You are tuned into KAYR on Coast Community Radio.
I am pleased to introduce Senator Wyden.
Coast Community Radio, oh my God.
That was Senator Ron Wyden. I hope you all appreciate that.
Really good senator. Proud to have him senatoring our place.
I know. This great nation is glad to have him.
Isn't that right, Nate?
Yeah, man. I'm with you. This is good. This is good stuff.
Yep. Well, next we have some of my music, which is Windows 96. Sorry, I have the wrong operating system.
I like your music, Dylan.
Thank you. You haven't even heard it yet. What? That's okay. Oh. I know you're just trying to make me feel good.
Okay.
Next we have Windows 96, Bad Morning, Windows 96 again, 5 to 12, and then Sandra, We'll Be Together. So I think we'll jump right into that. Thank you.
I'm not your fault. Pacific Coast Community Radio, KAYR.
Ah, I remember my Caribbean days where I was vacationing there.
Really?
Yeah, I got the worst suntan of my life there.
That was the name of my band in college.
Really?
Yeah.
Sunburn.
I think I said suntan.
Yeah, okay. Suntan. Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Hey, look us up.
Cool. Nate, would you mind playing some suntan?
No, we don't. That's a distant. We don't talk about that. Okay. But I will play you a song. So, let's see here. Is that good? All right, cool.
Good job,
Nate.
Thank you, Nate. That was Nate Hawkins, everybody, covering a John Mayer song, which is Wheel. He didn't actually play in the Suntan Band back in the Caribbean days.
Oh, no,
that was all a bunch of lies.
I just wanted you guys to think I was cool.
Well, you are cool.
The real man is much cooler than the facade, Nate.
Thank you, Gabe.
In my opinion, you're a legend, and you should keep playing music for the rest of your life.
Thank you.
That was so good. So, after that, we may have some more junk music.
Yep.
But later, we will have a guitar jam with Nate Hawkins again.
Oh, snap.
Later in this show, in the hour. So, stay tuned for that. Now we're going to flip it over to Gabe, and he's going to introduce the next three songs in our block. So, thank you.
Okay, the next three songs are Hans Reichel, A Life Without Lychees, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Nuclear Fusion, and Dreams West, Pure Mood.
Don't laugh, Nate.
What about a lizard? All right, you are tuned in to KAYR. Mr. Dylan, what have we got next?
We've got a spoken word piece by the ever-loving oven called Glow-in-the-Dark Art. Let's get right into that, shall we?
Hi guys, I'm the ever-loving oven, and this is an original piece that appeared in the first issue of Alternative Overcast called Glow-in-the-Dark Art. Thanks, Matt. I may not be alright today, but it's safe to say that even the greatest people die someday. I think it's funny, the only problems standing in our way were created by our own minds. What if I told you I could show you the contents of tomorrow by simply pushing rewind? All you do by running away is prolong acceptance. Blinded by denial, misguided by ignorance, and strangling yourself in your own independence. Hollow expressions warming up dark overtones only to elaborate onto the matters of which are already known. I must cast thee away due to reasons I doth hate to say. These individuals who burn down thy candles by day only to watch the sunshine slip away. The negativity that radiates from thee sticks to eye in an unknowingly attempt to distort true meaning, distort the true image of the me that I strive to be. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Perception is the key. It's not what but how you see. It's not what but how things are supposed to be. Of course, I'm just some deadbeat kid, so why would you listen to me? All the lies that come to us force-fed can make a genius feel brain dead, can make anyone believe anything but the truth, could put reassurance that the agendas of yesterday will be carried on by tomorrow's installed youth. I don't want to just sit there and watch it eat you alive, but I don't want to drown it out with lies. I'll admit my actions aren't as wise as compared to those of your favorite spies. I just wanted to know if you knew that the old is just the new you're used to. So really, what makes you you? What makes you any different than the other two? Believe me when I say happiness is key. If happiness becomes a void, you're squandering your time. And to be honest, negativity is no place to waste your mind. At this rate, my guts might end up spilling out onto the floor because we all know this topic is a little sore. Spitting out truth to pass the time, write it down to display the contents of mine. Now stop right there and don't try anything funny. I'd hate to have to end you, but goddammit, I need the money. There are people out there losing themselves because they don't have enough pennies to satisfy the common necessities. You know, there's a power issue when both obesity and starvation are the main issues in society. We've got enough to feed everybody equally, but they'd rather see the world from pedestals created by a monopoly economy. With sights set on only what's best for me rather than the rest of humanity, our politicians deal out the misery unequally. I'm running out of reasons to just let it be. We must challenge this illusion of integrity. No one wants another mirror on the wall because at the end of the day, everyone wants to be able to stand up tall. Silent opinions sitting like anchors within only to be brushed aside with the rest of the common disguise. Misunderstandings to the left, misconceptions to the right. When worlds begin to collide, people stop to justify the reasons why they're right instead of taking the time to step back and turn on the lights.
Super big thank you to the ever loving oven.
Why'd you have to make your name a tongue twister, my dude? Anyways, Nate, you gonna play a song?
I'm gonna do one more.
What song?
I'm going to play a song called Fire Alarms.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Dodging homework, dodging classes to set off fire alarms. love me, and I really need to know if you need me, and I really need to know if you want me when you call. If you want me when you call. We are leaving our lives away. We are leaving our lives away. We are leaving our lives away. And what I need to know is if you love me, and I really need to know if you need me, and I really need to know if you want me when you call. If you want me when you call. If you need me when you call. If you want me when you call.
Thank you, Nate.
You bet.
You're amazing, Nate.
Oh, gracias.
I know.
Well, that's all we have for Nate tonight, sadly. But next we have Dave Bigsby, Drug Song, and then El Cabel by Carnelio.
I've gone the last mile, and I
Cool. That was, what was that, Dylan?
That was Carnelio with El Cabel.
Okay. Cool.
So earlier we heard this Dave Bigsby character, and I'd like to know a little bit more about his drug song.
Okay.
That's quite the oddly named song, in my opinion.
Well, what happened was Dave Bigsby went on mass amounts of LSD trips, like a lot,
right?
And he said, he said that it fried his brain, and he didn't understand what the real world was anymore. So he decided, he met up with this one guy who happened to be a cult leader, and he joined the cult. The cult was called The Group.
That was the name of my band in college.
Cool.
It sounds like a pretty natural progression of things.
Yeah, yeah. So he's in the cult, right? And the cult leader says, "Hey, Dave Bigsby, you're really good at playing the guitar and singing. We're going to record an album in your living room. We're going to call it Ode to Quetzalcoatl. And then we're gonna play it for kids, and they're going to join the cult." And Dave Bigsby was like, "Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea." And then they did it. And Drug Song was the first song off that album, because the group also preached not doing drugs. And that's kind of how Dave Bigsby got in it. Thank goodness the cult doesn't exist anymore.
Shoot.
Yeah, I know. The cult leader ran off to Las Vegas, I believe, with all the women in the cult, except for like a few, left Dave Bixby behind. Dave Bixby recently toured and issued a repressing of Ode to Quetzalcoatl, actually. Yeah. We don't know where the cult leader is, so if you're listening to this, please don't hurt us.
No kidding.
If you see him, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that anyone knows what he looks like.
Oh, never mind.
From 1969.
No, I mean, people know what he looks like. He's in the newspaper. He was in the newspapers.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was a big hullabaloo.
I didn't know any of this.
Sorry, I didn't tell you it. So next we have a Steve Reich piece, I believe.
Yes, my personal favorite. Steve Reich. It's Gonna Rain, part two.
And this is part of... This is...
The best song in the world.
Okay. Can you explain this song a little bit?
Can I explain this song a little bit?
Yeah.
It's a godsend from heaven. I love this song more than I love anything else in the world. It's basically mass amounts of tape delay.
Yeah, it's like cut up tape and like tape effects and all that, right?
Well, it was from... He was traveling around and it was from a preacher, and he was giving a passionate sermon. So what happened was he recorded the entire thing with a cassette, and then he cuts it up and he delays it, and then he starts panning in both ears. And, oh, it's quite the piece. I love it. I get tingles down my spine every time I hear it.
So I guess we're going to melt some brains with this then, huh? Are we going to... Before we play that, I think we should... Thank everyone who's listened this far through all of our music.
Yeah.
And I also think we should mention the podcast. You, the listener, have been listening to KAYR, Astoria Youth Radio. And this program is on a podcast at coastradio.org. So check it out if you need all your Steve Reich action to relive it all once again. So thank you. And I think we're going to jump right into the Reich. So let's go.
Have a good night, everyone.
They didn't believe that it was gonna rain, but glory to God, hallelujah, bless God's wonderful name this evening. I said this evening, after a while, they didn't believe that it was gonna rain, but sure enough, it began to rain, hallelujah, they began to knock upon the door, but it was too late. The Bible tell me, they knocked upon the door, until the skin came off their hand. Whew. My Lord. I said until the skin came off their hand, they cried. I could just hear them cry now. I could hear them say, oh, Noah, would you just open the door? But Noah couldn't open the door. It had been sealed by the hand of God. Glory to God. God had been sealed. Couldn't open the door. But, oh, Noah, they cried. You just open the door. Couldn't open the door. But sure enough, hallelujah. Glory to God. God had been sealed. Couldn't open the door. But, oh, Noah, they cried. You just open the door. Couldn't open the door. But sure enough, hallelujah, glory to God, God had been sealed, couldn't open the door, there are no crime, just open the door, couldn't open the door, but sure enough, hallelujah, glory to God, God had been sealed, couldn't open the door, there are no crime, just open the door, couldn't open the door, but sure enough, hallelujah, glory to God, God had been sealed, couldn't open the door, there are no crime, just open the door, couldn't open the door, but sure enough, hallelujah, glory to God, God had been sealed, couldn't open the door, there are no crime. No, 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 no
No!